The comics titled 友谊的小船说翻就翻了 or The Boat of Friendship Tips Over Whenever, Wherever has gone viral. What is that about? And what does it say about our friendship status these days? Is it that easy to tip over? Stay tuned for that part of the show.
Roundtable. Connect the dots. Paints the picture.Debates the big issues every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable. This week, the comics titled 友谊的小船说翻就翻啦 or The Boat of Friendship Tips Over Whenever, Wherever have gone viral in people's WeChat moments or friend circle. Chinese internet users have created other popular sayings derived from the sentence. Why is it so popular and under what circumstances will your boat of friendship tip over? Guys, where did all this start?
Luo Yu, I have one question. What is this comic and why have I never heard of it? I literally have, like, He Yang could have been speaking French for the past minute. I did not understand.
Oh, you're doing yourself a disservice, Mr. Sam Duckhead, with your level of Chinese proficiency. I can totally see you understand, at least, you know, the face value of things, right? But how did this happen, Luo Yu?
Well, the copycat version of the friendship bowl tipping over story are going viral these days. The interesting jokes were actually originated by the comics published by cartoonist named Nan Dongni on her Weibo account, Penguin's Travelogue to the North, or 企鹅北游记. Combining the cute penguin pictures with funny jokes, the comic went viral. There are a lot of versions, actually. For example, I'll give you one. A said, can we go dining tonight? B said, sorry, I have to check the account. And the friendship boat tips over all of a sudden. Let's just give you one.
It's hilarious, Luo Yu. The funniest thing you've ever said on Roundtable. And that's not a joke. Kind of sad.
And I'm laughing like a hyena.
Hyena.
Yeah, I love it. I would love to see you two, Mr. Luo Yu and Mr. Sam Duckhead, sitting in that boat of friendship, and will it tip over? I think there's so many things that could affect whether, you know, this boat stays balanced or not.
The boat will capsize as soon as we guys get on the boat.
I'd probably kick him off, like, hard.
And Luo Yu, I'll try to swim over and save you. I'm a good swimmer.
Ooh, thank you, He Yang, for doing that.
No one wants to save me. Good to know I'm on my own here.
Well, because you're the one that kicked him out, so I have no choice. And if Sam is in the water, shall I save him?
He Yang, I was going to say that after I kick him out, I'd let you on, so...Watch what you say very carefully.
It's okay. You can sit in that lovely boat in solitude. Yeah. So, guys, why do you think this is getting all popular? Like, aside from, yeah, you know, the comics is kind of cute and funny. And what's up with this line? It's been everywhere on a lot of people'sWeChat circle, friend circle moments.
It's a very good way to vividly depict your lifestyle. For example, if you're a consultant, management consultant, working in a consultancy, and you can apply this story to the storyline, like, you know, let's go out, hang out tonight. No, I'm on a business trip.From the consultant.
And friendship boat tipped over.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and especially different people have to go through different special moments in their life. Sometimes they have to work brutal hours. Sometimes they have, like, very secret stories they can't tell to other people. Like those people working 中纪委, like central party members. Disciplinary session. And they can't tell their friends or family relatives what they're doing. And all of a sudden, the friendship is over.
I'm assuming that this was originally a Chinese script. What's the Chinese for the friendship boat suddenly tips over?
友谊的小船说翻就翻.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I remember. I'll probably talk about it on WeChat later. I'm just getting ready.
And Sam, there's a few WeChat listeners have devoted special messages to you. I'll read them out to cheer you up. There is Abin saying, Sam, I will save you.
Thank you, Abin. You've done what He Yang should be doing.
Well, you know, there's too many people to save, you know, and I get to choose, I guess. Well, there you go. And there is 长在空气里的根 saying 喜欢 Sam, 喜欢你哦。
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
So a lot of support from you, for you. And there's a whole bunch of people just giving their own version of this, sentence, I suppose. There's Han. I have to read it out because he said, if you don't read out this comment, my friendship with Roundtable, will be over. So that,boat will be tipped over, and I don't want that, Sam. Han, I mean, you know, you need to stay in that boat with us. And there is, yeah, a whole bunch of other messages regarding this. And also, some of our WeChat listeners are directing our attention to the sense of friendship. Is it that easy that long-term friendship just tips over like this?
It's easy. It's very easy.
Well, like you said earlier, Luo Yu, it seems like maintenance is kind of important, just like, you know, relationship men and women.
I would comply to that. I would say after knowing Luo Yu, I feel that it's also quite easy for it to tip over.
Why is that?
Just saying. I met him and I found out how easy it really is.
Yeah, but these days I think everybody's really, well, it could be an excuse to some extent, but people are saying because life...The pace in, life is just so fast in cities, and then it's, friendship is important, but it's not the utmost important thing in life, and there's so many so-called friends out there. How do you pick and choose
I disagree. I think
that's not what some people say.
I would say that friendship is important, but when we talk about friendship, we're talking about real friendship. You know, not guys that you kind of know and get on with, but the people that you can really trust and have always been with you. I think that kind of friendship doesn't necessarily tip over. I don't know about you, but I've had arguments with people I've known for years, and we've said really hurtful things, but...The friendship has gotten to a point where we know it's not going to tip.
Well, but sometimes it just all of a sudden tips over. I had a lot of friends who used to be very intimate and close with me, but then they, like we, drifted apart. And it's really hurtful.
Aww. But I think, in a way, that's just part of growing up. Because
yeah, I agree.
When you are growing up, your friends are as well. Are you growing at a similar pace? Are you growing up at a similar spot that you can meet in the middle? If you can't, then it's part of the process of letting go some of your friends. Is that a cold way to look at this?
No, it's a fair point, but I think it's just something that everyone goes through. We have friends that we get on with and friends that we have to let go of. Well,
that is true. And Lillian says, after I'm telling you guys that I live in Raidien, so Sweden. Yeah, that was from yesterday. I remember you, Lillian. She's saying now, people told her to buy a watch for them.Her friends, and that's when I know our friendship boat is tipping over. That is a good point. That's all for today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. Bye for now.